This is Khadija Queen reading Since the Pandemic is Over for The Quarry, a social justice poetry database at Split This Rock. Since the pandemic is over, let's skip past the facts, uncounted deaths, pretend the seas of free faces soothe and vaccines can protect us, you, me, my loves, stuck home since early 2020. But I saw the slide happening sooner. Got sick mid-fall 2019 on the plane home from London. Locked myself in my cold bedroom so no one else would suffer. Held my sick breath under blankets and heated ginger and honey and lemon and garlic and clove and cayenne concoctions on the stove for 6 days. Recovery took the rest of October and November too, but I kept my family well. And since the pandemic is over, I'm often the only masked one left in any room, carting purifiers and Clorox everywhere. No chance of embarrassment shaming me into silly risking health and lives. The president declared the pandemic over. I agree. Disaster mutates intention in directions more sinister, spiking the language of care, sharp with lies so transparent you don't feel how they cut you, until you drop dead. But maybe you feel the wound open every time you go outside and see how many people have to or decide to play act in the name of paychecks and meetings and concerts and mani-pedis and indoor dining. Fun! Since the pandemic is over, I drive 8-11 hours in New York City bridge traffic to reach my mother 2 days after she half-recovered from her second infection in 4 months. Surrender to the numbers and charts made meaningless by media neglect since the pandemic is over. How long will I get to hold my mother's cool hands evenings, sanitizing after, since dry coughs still erupt, hold my breath under the mask and sear in memory each wrinkle loved and worked and suffered into being, and I hate I can't bring her home with me, quit my job since the pandemic is over. Lavish a daughter's care on her last visions turned delusions since the before times, made violent by virtue of repetition in a lifetime's naive habit of walking into harm. I visit her small room since she can't walk anymore. Bring healthy treats, bring all the protections I can afford, little packets of pecans and industrial purifiers, small drawings and soft blankets, shea butter and collagen cream we hope won't get stolen. Watch the masks of care workers cascade down red noses. Watch their fingers pull baggy blues below chins to clarify speech. Dousing us in breath, tests fail to catch viruses in since the pandemic is over. I bought Mom a smart TV because she likes to watch the news, old movies, animal shows. Mouths on screen move and make too rich whiteness froth over our eyes. Captioned words milk the green electronically from us, automatic before seeding anything living since, supposedly, the pandemic ended. I watch televised officials enforce a slavish capital allegiance to commercial radiance. Death reddens states greened to get us back to work. Ignorance keening open our sad wallets. Since TV declared low interest in masks, interest rates began climbing instead. We breathe in the invisible culling animated on early socials as neon particles passed between models, computer-constructed humanoids, faces smooth and eyeless, masked or not. What shadows? Now the pandemic is over. Open mouths go viral with sneezes, snot and coughs travel the air unfiltered, masks no longer mountaining evilly over the danger holes our faces represent. Smiles rule now, benevolent teeth beaming white since the pandemic became endemic. Never mind the overfull children's hospitals and mass graves at the start, in April 2022 with my aunt getting COVID in the hospital and dying. My cousin weeping over her feet, her hands, my mother nearly losing the will to live inside the grief of her sister disappearing too soon and wrongly into the millions and millions dead, more to come. But we've stopped counting since the pandemic is over. Now, crowds frisk with individual joy, each one of their 60,000 miles of blood vessels the virus attacks. Yes, multiplied by the hundreds of millions serving our dollar-driven public mission, denial. It's over, isn't it? I'll have to keep on losing time, faith, health, sisters, blow up photos of my elders, and keep from weeping over their ashes so as not to disturb, not ask for more grieving room, a free space to remember their good and constant care. Their hands that held me so close, I still feel them.